as a Christian people, we have a beautiful membership and relationship with God, but to be a part of the family of God is to be a part of a family with a lot of members. And one of the beautiful things that we get to enjoy, is being a part of this family, is we get to enjoy the relationships with the entire kingdom, you know, and so that's kind of part of it. And the saints, you know, are very much alive and well. We know that from scripture, right? The death is not the end, but it's the beginning of new life. And the saints are a part of this, and they watch us from up in heaven, and they're concerned for us, and they, you know, they pray for us, and they want to be kind of friends of ours. And so, yeah, I think praying to the saints is a really beautiful way of engaging in the whole body.
I think this issue of intercessory prayer, you know, we understand it as people that practice their faith, not only in Catholic circles, but in Protestant circles, pray for me, like they say. I think a lot of people that cannot go a little bit deeper in faith, what does it matter what I say in my mind or I say in a room with other people in this aspect of prayer? Like, they can't imagine that mentally asking something can make it happen, for lack of a better word. And I think that's where their minds are. There's a little bit of tunnel vision in regards to prayer, and then especially intercessory prayer.
Yeah, so, you know, when we pray intercessory prayer, I think sometimes we can think a little, to be honest. Like, I think we can have a little bit of a restrictive view, or maybe just a little reductionist view. And I would call it also kind of a utilitarian view, where we get this idea that, like, if I pray for something and I pray hard enough, or I pray with enough faith, then God will do it for me. And that's kind of like how prayer works. Like, this kind of the mechanical, I push the right buttons on the vending machine and I get the, you know, snack I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the kind of mindset that leads us to get confused sometimes, because some of us just in this know that's not how prayer works. You don't just get to ask for whatever you want and you get it just because you asked, even though the Lord told us, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, et cetera, et cetera. There's some of us that know it's not that simple. And so some people just get nervous, or they just don't understand. So they're like, well, what's the point of praying? I've prayed for things before and they've never happened. Right. And so, like, and I think when you're thinking mechanically about the point of prayer is to get things, I think that's where it's all wrong. Cause we have to remember the central motif, the central kind of image of all of scripture, is going to be this covenantal relationship. So even when we pray, it's not about principally asking and getting things, right? It's in the same way that being a child to a father and a mother is not principally about the presents you get on Christmas Day, right? That's like one of the things, that one of the many, many, many incredible things about being a child of loving parents. But it's not the only thing, and it's honestly not even going to be in the top 10 things you probably think about when you think about what it is to be a child. And so similarly, when you pray, the principal kind of thrust of prayer is this relationship that you're building, a relationship of trust. And part of a relationship between a child and a loving parent is the openness and the vulnerability that a child feels in being able to ask for things that they want. It's not so much about this kind of manipulative, kind of magical, if I put in the right code, God will definitely listen to me. It's all about the relationship. And so sometimes it's good for our relationship with the Lord that he grants prayers quickly and immediately, and he just pours out miraculous abundance upon the things we request. And sometimes it's actually better for our relationship with God if a prayer is answered in a slightly different way, or in a slightly delayed timeline, you know. And but that's what the Lord is most concerned about, is what is going to deepen our relationship with him, and what's going to make us more available and stuff. And so I don't know if that answers your question explicitly, but when it comes to intercessory prayer, I think thinking about it like a vending machine, or worrying about it, is like well, God doesn't do that for me, I think you completely miss the point.
I'm so glad that you said that, because like years ago, Father, my whole mindset concerning intercessory prayer changed. I had been on a youth group trip, so we were out of state. Honestly, our family was really struggling financially, and I bought a lottery ticket. Okay, so when I came home, I brought, this is a little embarrassing, but I brought the lottery ticket with me to adoration. And I know, you can laugh, everybody.
God
and
chuckled it, when you walked in there
and
that
it gets
day.
Better. No, it gets better. So I'm praying. I'm like, Lord, if you could just, you know, let these numbers match, then that would be great. So very clearly, you know, there are those times in our lives where God speaks very clearly to our hearts. And God said, do you want this if it's not my will? And I shuddered at the question, because quite frankly, Father, I wanted to say, well, yes, because Father, don't you, I'd be like, God, don't you know what, like, this will take care of everything. All the financial woes will go away. And then he asked the question again, do you still want this if it's not my will? And that's the whole aspect of the relationship, is I have to go, well, wait, he's got a better plan than I do. Even though, to me, it looked perfect, Father.
Yeah,
it looked perfect.
Winning numbers.
All it takes is for these numbers to line up, and all my problems will disappear.
Woo-hoo!
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, I guess to your point, Todd, you were open to understanding the deeper purpose of prayer, and even asking for intercessory prayer. When you realize
it took a while for me to say no,
yeah.
Like no, I don't,
oh,
I don't
wait till
want
the
it.
End of adoration,
yeah,
God.
I don't
you
want
may,
it
you
if,
may
it's,
change your
if
mind.
It's not your will, because what I ultimately want is your will in my life, and whatever that looks like. I'm and that's why now intercessory prayer, it's always for others, you know, it's family members or you know, people going through things, and it's like, but always ends with thy will be done, thy will be done, right, Father?
Always. Always, absolutely. At the end of the day, whatever it is the Lord wants, we want to be agents and members of His will being executed, not our own. You know, and that's kind of the tough thing. I was reflecting with somebody several years ago, and they were talking about that the similar thing. They had something they were praying about, and they said as time went on, that prayer changed and it transformed. And I think it was like a perfect image of truly like how our hearts are transformed as we pray. So when we pray early on, our problem is like, okay, we look at a problem and we want to fix it. And that's kind of how we pray, right? We're like, okay, Lord, this cancer diagnosis or this, you know, unemployment or this thing or whatever it is, it can be your, you know, with a member, family member, something you're struggling with. But you just pray about that thing. Lord, can you fix this? Can you heal this? Can you repair this? And then what the person was sharing with me is they said, well, you know, and as I prayed more and more for that thing, he goes, what I realized is after a while, that's not really what I wanted. It's like my heart didn't feel that prayer anymore. And so he said, my prayer kind of changed a little bit. And he said, okay, now, he goes, now what I want is I want the grace to be able to endure this trial with grace. You know, I want the Lord's presence to be here and kind of help me through this or whatnot. And he said he prayed that for a while, and that started to bear a little more fruit in his life. But then he said his desire changed even again, and it was like all of a sudden, like that prayer really wasn't the heart of it, as if he was like peeling layers to an onion. And he went one step deeper, and then he said, he basically then got to a point where he started praying, Lord, I want to be with you. I want this to be a part of my life that brings me close to you. And then that was a much deeper part of his prayer. And he did that for a couple months. And then it deepened one last time. And I think this is it. And I think this is exactly what the saints did. He said it got to a point where he didn't even want that bad thing necessarily to go away anymore, because after all this time of it being an agent of prayer or kind of a motivator for prayer in his life, he actually became thankful for that difficult circumstance in his life because he had grown closer to God than he ever would have without it. And what was happening as he was praying, and that's like, those are the steps of prayer, if you could say, like, what was happening is his desire was being purified and perfected by the Lord. At first, it was kind of petty surface level, like, fix this, God, right? But you get to a point where all of a sudden, you're so close, heart to heart, one to one with God, the trouble isn't even an issue anymore. And so, in a sense, without fixing it, the Lord did absolutely what he wanted, is he solved the problem by turning it into good, you know? And so he didn't do it. And I think that is like our development of prayer. And so part of why we pray intercessory prayer is because of the vulnerability we feel and experience in our hearts as sons and daughters of God by sharing honestly what we desire. And as the Lord hears our desires and sits with us in love in those desires, over time, what I notice is what the Lord slowly does is he slowly deepens our attention and our desires. He kind of like, he peels back the desires of us that are selfish and petty, and he leaves behind his desire in our heart. And so you will find yourself wanting different things, in desiring different things and expecting different things, you know, as you pray. And that's the kind of subtle and patient transformation of prayer that the Lord accomplishes.
That description seems like something we should all aspire for as we struggle to pray for things. I think the challenge we have, and you may get this advice too, Todd, or ask for this advice, is people that start on a intercessory prayer and they're praying and it's something good, you know, stop the cancer from taking this, save my child, whatever it is, and that it doesn't happen and they're not able to evolve like the story you're talking about, Father Peyton, where the person realizes, you know, first I'm praying for grace. A lot of people stop right there at the intercessory prayer. God didn't ask for this. And rather than opening their heart, it becomes hardened and it becomes... they don't seem angry. To be able to move on. And I don't know how to advise those people. I mean, if somebody was working out, you'd say, work through the pain, just keep on going.
Right.
You know, but that's really hard when someone's praying an intercessory prayer about something that's life-threatening. Do you have any advice on that?
Yeah, absolutely. What I would say this is that little schema that I kind of outlined, you can't force yourself to advance in that schema. Right. I laid out the idea. It's like, well, what the saints all kind of achieved in a sense in their life was this understanding that their sufferings were gifts because it brought them closer to God. But you can't just jump to that. And so I think the biggest thing in prayer, again, is it's the vulnerability, the trust, and the honesty of this relationship in prayer. And so what I encourage people to do is always, always be honest with God about what you're feeling, you're thinking, and you want. Just share with him what you want. And you may sit here and realize, I think this is petty. And I know that this is maybe not the best thing, but for whatever reason, Lord, this is what I want. This is what I'm desiring. And what I would encourage people is persevere through that. And as you share your desire, as you open your heart and expose yourself to the Lord vulnerably, then he will kind of heal that part of your heart. So if it's a petty desire, he'll transform it and it'll go deeper. And so the biggest thing is all the saints talk about it. Jesus talks about it. But you have to persevere in prayer. No matter how silly your prayer may sound or feel, if it's the honest part of your heart, if it's what you're feeling, if it's what you're thinking, share that with the Lord and then let him do the work.
And if you're, you know, going through it, as you said, with that honesty, like I remember, you know, tearing my Achilles tendon twice, and I was so frustrated at first, but then when I took it to prayer, it's like, obviously I didn't learn the lesson the first time. Mm-mm. I didn't.
Yeah.
I mean,
God had to hit you on the head with a 2x4.
There was God wanted me to learn something, and maybe I'd learned a little bit, but not enough. Mm-hmm. And then finally now... because I can, it's not pain, but I can still feel it there every step with my right foot. now I'm grateful that I can walk. Mm-hmm. And Father, who knows how many hundreds of thousands of steps I took in my life that I'd never been grateful for. Now I'm grateful for every step. Like, that's a beautiful thing. And God has to sometimes get us on a knee scooter so that we can right?
He does. Uh-huh. He does. Absolutely. The Lord is willing to let our lives fall apart if it means they can be saved. You know?
Amen. Father Peyton, can we get a blessing before you leave?
Absolutely. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father Peyton Blesla, pastor of Our Lady, Queen of Peace in Selma. Thanks so much for joining us. You stay warm up there.
Absolutely. You too.
Thanks.